Okay, you mentioned that a super practice can cool sensual desire. But what if what you are attracted to is not so much a physical thing, but an attraction of the heart, of good qualities you see? What cools the heart if you are hooked? I don't know. Does someone want to be? there needs to be a... the reality, of course, there's externally directed desire, but it's also in terms of our own perception of ourselves, and that's really important to in terms of that asubha practice, that contemplation of the unattractive nature of the body, because that's oftentimes we what the heck was it we were talking the other day, and I was talking to somebody who was anyway, they were coming to, maybe it was coming to the hall or coming somewhere, and then and their image was reflected back in the glass of the door, and it was sort of, who's that old person with the white hair, and then you get close. Oh, it's me. So it's, it's easy to forget that we live in the realm of memory and fantasy. Kind of using that to establish a sense of, okay, a reality check. Also that whatever good qualities one sees, and that's whether it's even if it's one is attracted to somebody as a person, or their, it's a loved one, or it's oneself, or a teacher, everybody is subject to aging, is subject to sickness, to subject to death. So that contemplation of the unattractive nature of that physical existence is a really important quality for grounding oneself in, okay, this is the true nature of things, and it lightens the heart, really, in that sense of cooling of desire, a cooling of expectation, a cooling of how we would like the world to be in an idealized version of it, and this is the way things are.